And with me is Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, for the last couple of times you've been in here, we've had a fairly quiet month. Have we still had a fairly quiet time?
Knock on wood, yes. It's been just been an average, good late winter. Mm-hmm. Still late winter, I think, maybe, but late winter, early spring, and we've just been kind of leveling off. Actually, I think we've got 8 inmates in custody right now, and most of them are being housed elsewhere, Aiken County, Lake County, and we'll actually have an empty jail, I think, after tomorrow for the first time in a couple of years. We won't have anybody on the STS, but we still will be housing inmates elsewhere. But it's been a while since we've had an empty jail, so that'll be something new for us.
Well, is this the calm before the storm? I mean, we will eventually get summer and then crowds of people.
I mean, it certainly can be, and as we know, as summer starts ramping up here, especially Memorial Day weekend, you know, that we usually get pretty busy there for about 3 months, and I'm sure we'll start ramping up, and things will pick up, and our activity will pick up, and that's kind of a norm. So,
and how does that affect your staffing?
Well, you know, we normally we'll have two seasonal staff, seasonal deputies, I'm sorry, and last year, we were only able to hire one, and this year, we've elected not to hire any, and part of the reason is one of our seasonal deputies, who was retired, a lieutenant out of Rosemount, decided to completely retire, and it's just really difficult to replace those positions. You know, years ago, it was easy. It was nice to maybe get the kid fresh out of college and wants to get his post license, get a little experience, but with just the changes and so much liability, it costs us a lot. It's a huge undertaking just to get this person outfitted, uniforms, bulletproof vest, and then the cost of training for a 5-month window. And by the time that's all said and done, we're down to about 3 months. And this is the cost of the taxpayers assumed to be too high. And we've elected not to hire those seasonals anymore. And it's sometimes it's really difficult to get people to apply. So just for a 5-month position. And so we've eliminated those two positions. So it'll be a little more on the burden on the regular staff, full-time staff, but we'll be fine.
Well, speaking of things coming up, prom.
Yes, prom is this Saturday, and that's certainly a big event for high school kids. And you know, it can be a great time, and we just certainly encourage kids to have a good time and make it a memorable prom, and not to drink. There's a lot of things that can have a lot of fun, doesn't have to involve alcohol, and we certainly do encourage that, and we also encourage the parents to send that same message, and to not, you know, to host a party that doesn't involve alcohol. Obviously, Cook County has a social host ordinance, where you could get in trouble for hosting a party knowing that there's alcohol there, and you know, underage kids are present, or you know, if you provide alcohol to underage kids, then it's a state violation, and you could be charged with a gross misdemeanor. But we want kids to have a good time. This is a great time of the year. I know school is winding down, especially the seniors are getting excited, and we want to have a good time and have a memorable time, but to leave the alcohol behind and find other fun things to do. And, you know, and throughout the country, there are some things and where parents, they're setting up where the parents text their kids on prom night. And, you know, and they have, like, special programs. We don't have that up here, but that certainly would be a great thing for parents to text their kids, you know, midnight, 1 in the morning, just say, hey, thinking about you, I love you, hope you're having a good time, and please don't drink, you know, just to send that message out to them. And I think if we all, you know, work together as a community, we can make this a safe and a very fun prom for everybody.
Well, let's hope you're right, and we don't talk to you later in the month and find out that that's not been the case.
Very, very true, yes.
So, emergency services conference is over with. You got any comments on that?
You know, I attended most the communications part of it, and I thought it went very well. Deputy Dave Gilmore kind of really really stepped up to the plate. He's been in charge of our armor and really taken a lead on that for the county. And as we've migrated towards armor and the volunteer fire departments, first responders have migrated to armor, and he's done a lot of training. And Steve Olson, Lake County, was going to come up and be kind of the main trainer, but he ended up getting ill. And so Dave stepped up to the plate and just really kind of winging it at the last minute, but did a great job. And it was some really great sessions. A lot of people attended the communications part. I certainly can't speak to the other parts of the emergency services conferences because I didn't attend those, but I attended the communications. And I thought it went really well. I think it was great opportunity for our partners in the Forest Service.
This is one of these deals where everybody can talk to one another.
Correct. You know, I mean, the local agencies are migrating to Armor. The state agencies, with the exception of the forestry and DNR, have migrated to Armor. You know, it's public safety. The Forest Service, a federal agency, is not fully, but they do have Armor radios, and so we can maintain the interoperability. And so a lot of their staff were there, and it was a great training for them. And my understanding is they got a lot out of it. And just kudos to Deputy Gilmore. He did a great job. Was entertaining, kept everybody, kept their attention, did a really good, and got the message out there. And I thought it went very well. And it was very well attended.
So, before I let you go, the weather has been anything but cooperative, but has that had any effect on fender benders or traffic problems at all? Or?
We've had a few cars in the ditches, and last Wednesday certainly was really dicey, and was it Thursday or Friday we got some more snow, and I happened to have a couple meetings in Duluth, and then did a transport of an inmate from St. Louis County to Lake County, and it was really dicey. It was 20, 30 miles an hour coming up the shore, and at times, and you know, you maybe get behind the DOT truck, so then it was good going, but then they'd pull over and make their turnaround because that was the end of their route, and then it was dicey again for a while. But it was really, we've had a few cars in the ditches, and it's just that time of year where you don't know if you're going to get a little ice, a little snow, and it seems like these last couple winters, winter has certainly drug on early into spring, and maybe even late into spring. I'm starting to wonder if we're going to have snow in June this year. So,
okay. We've been speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, and we'll talk to you again soon. Hopefully the sun will be shining and things will be all happy again.
Sounds good. Thank you.